It started last month with one encampment outside St Paul's Cathedral. Next came the expansion to Finsbury Square, a smaller but similarly active protest camp. Now Occupy London have unveiled their latest base, and this time they mean business.
At four stories high and taking up almost half a street, this, spatially, is by far the largest of the Occupy London movement's current three locations, coming complete with its own conference room and a 500-seater auditorium. More significantly, this building is owned by the Swiss bank UBS, who themselves have been no strangers to controversy.
In 2007, they were accused of heavily profiting from a controversial mortgage scheme in which thousands of British pensioners lost a total of around £1 billion. They bought the troubled mortgages from another bank. At the time, they said that it was an entirely usual transaction. It was bailed out by the Swiss government just 1 year later. This building is one of its assets, and it's worth over £54 million. Occupy London want to hold educational workshops and community events here. They've named their new space the Bank of Ideas. This concept was explained to us by one occupier.
A think tank, if you would, of the alternative generation, where we can discuss solutions and gain a consensus in the public and of the people that are aware of what is going on economically on this planet, and for us to be able to discuss the possibilities of change.
After weeks of being told that their protest was going nowhere, those within the Occupy movement are seeing this as proof that they aren't giving up anytime soon.
People are being put under the microscope in a way they've never been before. You will see that the issues of social and economic justice, capitalism, anti-capitalism, you will see that these phrases are being talked about in a way they haven't been in for years. So for a person in authority to say that, you know, this isn't making a difference, what it is, we've opened up a space for dialogue.
Officially, the building is now a legal squat, meaning that police are powerless to remove the activists from the building without first consulting the courts. The City of London has already started legal action against the St Paul's Cathedral protest camp. Although this is a private building and in a different part of London, its owners are likely to start taking steps to launch their own case against the protesters. UBS Bank today said that they were taking appropriate action. In the meantime, Occupy London is likely to squeeze as many events as it can into their limited occupancy time to take full advantage of their newfound space. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.